This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everyone. We're back, and joining us this morning is Alan W. Klotz, the Western Region Fisheries Manager with Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. And I'd like to say good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Alan.
Right back at you.
Exactly. So how are things in Deep Creek this morning? Dark?
It's still dark out here in Garrett County.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Indeed. Man, you know, I love fishing Deep Creek Lake. I haven't been there in a while, but when I lived in western Pennsylvania and was running around up in that area, I always liked coming to Deep Creek and catching walleyes and yellow perch and smallmouth bass and whatever else that lake had to offer. And you have the privilege of living there and right. getting to be on that lake every single day. So. Great place to be in Maryland, up in the mountains there with the deer and the bear and the turkeys and coyotes and everything else that's
we
up there. Yeah, you do. You have everything, that's for sure. But, you know, people go to Deep Creek Lake and they say, well, I didn't catch anything when I was there. And I'm thinking, man, there's all kinds of fish in Deep Creek Lake.
Sure.
Yeah. So how many different types of fish are there, Alan?
We have probably at least 18 fish species swimming around in there, and it's a pretty diverse fishery. We have warm water fish species such as the largemouth bass and bluegills, real big bluegills.
Oh, my gosh. I know the bluegills are immense.
It's just amazing. I mean, you could catch 10-inch bluegills in there.
Yep.
And they fight like crazy.
They do, especially on light tackle.
Mm-hmm. Then we have our cool water fish species, and that's the walleye and yellow perch and smallmouth bass. And they're all abundant in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can transition into the cold water fisheries. The lake's deep enough to support trout year-round, and we stock about 5,000 trout in there. And they do survive year-round, and we
sure.
get some truly tremendous trophy trout growing out in that lake.
Indeed. I've seen you guys actually claim a couple state records out of Deep Creek, don't you?
Yeah, the bluegill. I remember the bluegill was caught by a young girl more than several years ago. But
yeah.
I got... put my hands on that thing, and it was the size of a dinner plate.
Man.
And I believe it weighed like 3 pounds.
That's a big bluegill.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. And I think, do you still have the walleye record?
I don't think. I think that may be out of Jenny's Randolph Lake now.
No, that's right. That's yes, exactly right. But same.
If there was, I got my hands, at one time it was out of Deep Creek Lake. It's actually caught during one of the walleye tournaments.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, my dad and I were up there. Now, Dad's been gone since '99, so it was before that. But we were fishing and went into Johnny's Bait House. And Johnny's is gone, of course. Now it's now Bill's Outdoor Center,
mm-hmm.
one of the sponsors of the Fishing Challenge. And we went into Johnny's Bait House and had a 31-inch walleye laying up on the measuring board.
Wow!
And I said, where'd you catch that? He goes, what is... These boys are from West Virginia. What is that thing? that's a walleye.
Yeah.
He says, man, we was fishing deep running hellbenders, which is an artificial lure,
uh-huh.
for smallmouth, and we got into a bunch of these things, and a couple of them were bigger than that, got up to the side of the boat and broke our line. I'm like, oh, gee.
Wow.
Give me that opportunity to get into school of 30-inch walleyes anytime.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I know there's some good-sized fish up there. So, and they all live in harmony because you have the different structure. I mean, you've got the rocks and the deep water, you got the bays and the shallow water, and you know the coves and that type of thing. And each fish actually adapts to its own little ecosystem out there.
Yeah, it certainly has a real diverse array of habitat. you know, we do at the southern end of the lake, it has a lot of submerged aquatic vegetation beds. And I tell you, when we put our electroshocking boat over those weed beds, it's like a tropical rainforest as far as life. Anything from, you know, bluegill fry to big northern pike inhabit those areas. And as you said, we have the boulder-strewn shorelines like McHenry Cove State Park shoreline. And in the springtime, those smallmouth bass just really key onto those boulders for nesting areas. And it's just a blast. You cast right near those boulders and pow. Topwater action there.
Nice. Now, it sounds like you fish.
Oh, yeah, on occasion.
On occasion, like, what day last week didn't I fish?
Right.
I mean, it might have been Wednesday, I'm not sure. But anyway, that is great. We love that, and to just kind of back up what you're saying on the weed bed. Again, with my dad years ago, we had a church dinner to go to, and we still had a couple dozen minnows in the minnow bucket at the end of the day. And I said, let's pull in here real quick on this. We were in our boat and said, let's just pull in here on this weed bed and see what happens. And live bait, you know, we caught everything. I caught the biggest chain pickerel I ever caught right there, 24 inches, which is a bad chain pickerel. Not as big as my dad's caught, but I caught the biggest rock bass, if you can believe this, 10.5-inch rock bass.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, and I caught a 14.5-inch black crappie.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
Yeah. And we caught smallmouth, and we caught walleye, and we caught, I mean, we just caught just about anything that was in that lake. I wouldn't know big northerns or anything like that, but we caught just a good representation of those 18 species on that day and some really odd stuff. So we had a good time.
Cool.
Yep. But let's talk, we touched on the walleye fishery. Let's talk about walleyes a little bit. One of my favorite fish to fish for. They're very, I liken them to like, yellowfin or sea trout in the Chesapeake Bay. Very elusive, fun to catch, and it kind of takes almost a specialty technique to catch them.
Yeah, you miss one thing. They're really good to eat.
Again, one of my favorite freshwater fish to eat, if not my they are my favorite freshwater fish to eat. Exactly right. But, I mean, they're, it does take a little bit of a technique because they're tell our listeners about their unique system on their eyes.
Yeah, you know, most people, you know, they're trying to fish for them for the day, but it's the evening hours are best for walleye. They have very large eyes, and when we're out electrofishing at night, we always go at night because they're much easier to catch because they move into the shallows, and our bow of our boat has spotlights on it, and it's like looking into a field of deer. Their eyes glow back at you.
Yep.
So large. And they're just night predators, and that's the time to go fish for these guys in, you know, some of the shallow water areas.
Sure. You mentioned McHenry Cove. I mean,
yes.
I wouldn't have believed it, but I don't know, is Lou Surgeon still up in that area? I don't know if you know Lou or not. He had a bait chop up there at one point. And Lou, he said to me one time, he says, take a plastic grub, June bug color plastic grub, and fish off the boat docks at night for walleye. And I said, you're out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
He said, try it. And sure enough, we were catching walleyes off the boat docks in McHenry Cove at night, which was pretty cool.
So, oh, yeah. Soon after ice out in McHenry Cove, where you could access it on the land there.
Yeah.
That's one of the best places to go for walleye. They like that shallow, weedy area in the springtime where all the golden shiners start going in early to spawn. And you're right. You could catch them there in the evenings.
Oh, yeah. Great. Hang on another minute, Alan. We got to take a short break. I got to tell the folks about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You know, you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. There are 18 species in Deep Creek that we're talking about right now. And so, you know, if you make a trip up there for a couple days or a long weekend, you might even qualify for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And don't forget, Diamond Jim, swimming in Chesapeake Bay, is worth $25,000. It's a tagged rockfish, and if you catch him, You just won 25 grand. If you catch one of his imposter buddies, you know, you still won 500 bucks. So why not stop by your local Fish and Citation Center, check the fishing rule book, or visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, bow hunters, deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale on Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 3 with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps, too. Bow Hunters Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc goose and duck calls, tree stands, clothing, and an indoor range, too. Don't forget, Bow Hunters Den carries hundreds of archery accessories along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows just for you. Stop by Bow Hunters Den at 1300 Washington Road, Route 32 in Westminster, or call 410-751-2494, and be sure to catch the sale on August 24th. The website is bowhuntersden1.com, or call 410-751-2494. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships. There's archery shoots, sponsored by Cabela's, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction, and more. Win a 2013 Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com for info.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking. And your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
Ha. All right, buck fever, Red Akins. Brotherhood album with Michael Waddell. Alan, good morning. Are you a deer hunter, sir?
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, there you go. Well, that season's coming up real fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I pursue them with a longbow.
Ah, good for you. Good for you. That's a challenging endeavor doing that. I have a friend that I hunt with that does the longbow and gets a lot of enjoyment out of it. He's pretty successful, too, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. So we're talking about walleye, and how do you like to eat them?
Oh, there ain't no better way than deep frying walleye.
Deep frying them.
Yeah, put them on a hoagie roll with some tartar sauce and cheese and lettuce.
You can keep the cheese. You've been going to McDonald's for fish.
Maybe too much.
You heard too much, yeah. But that's all right. I'll tell you what, they are absolutely the best, no question. And the legal size limit on walleye at Deep Creek is?
It's 15 inches
yeah.
with a 5-fish daily creel limit.
Right.
And, you know, walleye, they are super abundant in the lake. And as you said, it takes a finesse to catch these fish.
Yeah.
And I actually really encourage people to harvest them. I mean, we have so many out there.
Right.
It is a good idea to, you know, harvest some of these fish.
Yep.
Just improve growth rates among the ones that are left over.
Right. I got you. Well, that's a good suggestion for folks. Now, I mean, for people who are going there on vacation, they'll be up there over Labor Day and they want to go fishing in the evenings in the shallow water. What do you recommend for bait?
This time of year, I would live bait them.
Nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler rigs would work well, and even shiners.
Yep.
And try and find a what we call the eelgrass or vallisneria grass. It's this real tall, slender aquatic vegetation that grows, you know, maybe 8 feet deep and comes to the top. And they're just a beautiful weed bed. And try and get the edges of those.
Okay.
Put your bait out right outside of them. And I think the walleye key in on those this time of year. And that'd be the best place to fish for them.
I'm coming up to fish with you.
Nice.
All right. All right. What Deep Creek is known for probably as much as anything is its yellow perch.
Yes. Yes, we had a recent regulation. I was getting a lot of concerns from fishermen several years ago that they weren't catching the larger yellow perch that it was known for. So we did an intensive creel survey and angler interviews, and overwhelmingly anglers wanted to see a creel limit put on the yellow perch.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, if you caught 100 yellow perch, nice size, you could keep them.
Right.
Especially during the ice season.
Right, right.
You get into a school of yellow perch, you could catch a lot.
We used to get into schools of abundant yellow perch that were, you know, 5 and 6 inches long.
Right.
Little bait stealers, we called them.
Right, oh, yeah. I think the walleye like to eat those little bait stealers.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, we went ahead and, you know, put a 10 fish daily creel limit on the perch.
Okay.
And this year, we sampled in the spring with our electrofishing boat. We had 20-some stations in the lake trying to look at all different habitats. And just about every one of those stations this year, we were getting yellow perch from 12 to 14 inches long.
Wow. That's
incredible. I mean, I talk about jumbo yellow perch. But
that's big yellow perch.
Yeah, it's just extraordinary population in there.
I don't know if you've ever been down to Bass Pro Shop,
mm-hmm.
but did you happen to notice the yellow perch that's mounted on the side of the tank down there?
I haven't, no.
All right, well, that fish died while I was there, working there.
Uh-huh.
And the tank guy said, hey, our yellow perch died. I said, how big is it? He goes, 17 and a half inches.
Wow.
I said, freeze it. And George McGinnity, the taxidermist, said, I don't have a yellow perch mold that big. Save that fish for me. And I said, sure, we'll be glad to save it. But, you know, we want the first one out of the mold to put
wow.
on the tank. 17 and a half inch yellow perch in captivity. I mean, it was an incredible fish. But that's a big yellow perch. Yellow perch, I mean, probably some of the first fish I ever caught as a kid were yellow perch, little ones, you know. And they're just a lot of fun. They're a cousin of the walleye, so obviously they're going to survive in the same type of habitat.
Right.
And similar, you know, similar attraction to live bait and that type of thing. I love drifting for them. Just getting up McHenry Cove or one of those other little coves up there with the wind and dropping a split shot rig or a sliding sinker rig with a night crawler on it and picking it up, dropping it back down on the bottom. It always seemed to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And ice fishing, you mentioned ice fishing. I know that's probably the most popular species for the ice fishermen.
Without a doubt.
With that, as well as the northern pike that are in there, too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Any secrets on catching them other than that?
I tell you, one of the times people just ignore, anglers ignore, is like late October through November. I think most people are out chasing deer
right.
at that point. But I like to get on McHenry Cove, especially. I'll launch my canoe right at the end of McHenry Cove in November. If you have those nice, you know, 50, 60-degree days
yep.
out there. And as you said, just drift along. I just use a split shot, a number 8 hook, and a piece of night crawler.
Yep.
And, oh, man, it's just fantastic.
I'm telling you, nothing like it. And you know, you may hammer a big bluegill, you may hammer a walleye, you may hammer a bass or something like that, too. So it's all good. I just love fishing that lake. Haven't been there in a while, but when I'm there, man, I like fishing it. So
sounds like you need a trip out west.
I do. I'm you're making me, you know, basically drool to go back to Deep Creek and fish out there. So we're talking with Alan Klotz, the Western Region Fisheries Manager, who lives in the area of Deep Creek Lake, and that's his area of expertise. He's talking about walleye, yellow perch, and Deep Creek in general, some of the regulations and rules out there. We're going to talk a little bit here about largemouth and smallmouth bass, chain pickerel, and northern pike, and then we'll get into the trout. We talked a little bit about panfish. But right now we've got to take a break. And, Alan, we're going to ask you to hold on through the break. We have an interview coming up with your friend and mine, the bone collector, Michael Waddell. So we'll be calling in here shortly. So
cool.
We're going to take a little break, try and get Michael on the line, and have a chat with him. He's doing an appearance here in Harford County on Monday. So I want to tell the folks about that, and we'll put you on hold, and we'll get back to you here shortly.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're going fishing to Deep Creek or anywhere else, make sure you stop by Clyde Sports Shop. He has tackle and bait and lures for all 18 species of fish in Deep Creek Lake, as well as anything that you can catch on Chesapeake Bay. Crabbing supplies, they've got them. All the crab traps and crab pots. They've got guns and ammunition for hunting and shooting sports and home protection and personal protection if you want, and ammunition to match. So stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Rod and reel repair, scope mounting, bore sighting, gunsmithing, all the services, arrow building, a complete line of bows and crossbows. Check it out at Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, and the fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
Ah!
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hey, bow hunters, deer season is only weeks away, and Bow Hunters Den in Westminster is holding its 21st anniversary sale on Saturday, August 24th from 9 to 3, with sales and deals for everyone. Factory reps, too. Bow Hunters Den carries Matthews and Mission Bows, among others, and a full line of crossbows. New this year is waterfowl gear with hardcore decoys and zinc calls, tree stands, clothing, and indoor range, too. Bowhunters Den carries hundreds of archery accessories along with expert bow service, setup and tuning, and custom-built arrows. Stop by Bowhunters Den at 1300 Washington Road. That's Route 32 in Westminster. Or call 410-751-2494. Sure to catch the sale on August 24th. Website is bowhuntersden1.com or call 410-751-2494 for Bowhunters Den in Westminster.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. If you've lost your motivation for working out, there's a new crop of smartphone apps that aim to turn exercise into a game, complete with a virtual cheering squad in some cases. Traditional fitness apps can help you develop a routine and track your progress, but these apps offer social encouragement for exercise and some entertainment along the way, too. There's Fitocracy, which uses a form of social network to motivate you. For every workout you log, you get points, which are awarded based on specific exercises and a workout's intensity. As you build up points, you acquire virtual badges and medals. Fleetly encourages you to join groups to take on big challenges, such as running 100 miles within a set period. Intimo, you work with others to move through challenging adventures, like climbing Mount Everest. And there's even an app called Zombies Run that resembles a video game. It assigns you a role in an audio story in which you, along with some other characters, have to flee from groaning zombies. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, AutoTrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking Incredible Resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking. Yeah.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in
Baby Looks Good in Camouflage from the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector album with Red Akins and our next guest, Michael Waddell. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy. Sorry to get you up so early. Where are you living right now?
I'm down here in Georgia. That's all right, man. Got me a hot cup of coffee. I'm ready to rock, man.
Ready to rock. All right. You're headed out to Kansas or somewhere today, you told me, I think.
Yeah, we heading out there. This whole next week is going to be
a blur.
Really fun week. We starting off in Kansas and going out there. They having a big Midwest Hunt Fest, they call it.
Yep.
And so T-Bone's already out there. He got to jump on me, as he usually does in hunting camp.
I got you.
Jump on me after the show. So he's already out there. And me and my dad, we're getting up and heading that way, and we're just gonna hang out and just. I'm sure tell some stories that are true and some that are a little bit exaggerated because, you know, it is kind of getting time for the campfire season.
Well, sure it is. Exactly. You know, and look, you know, hunters are like fishermen. They have their stories, you know, and it's not true that all fishermen lie. But
exactly.
But there's a higher percentage of liars that fish.
Now, that is very true. and I would rather call it, I'd rather call it just a very good, truthful exaggeration.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you, Michael, you're one that does not have to exaggerate because you've been blessed in your life. You've been able to do what the rest of us dream about doing, and that's go hunting for a living.
It has been a tremendous blessing. I mean, I don't even know. I still pinch myself, Alan. I've been so lucky and so blessed to have a chance to do what I love, and you know, more important than anything is just help, hopefully be able to promote something that's meant so much to me. And it's hard to believe I having a chance to do this for 20 years, I'd have never in a million years dreamed it would have led to this and these opportunities. And,
sure.
And it has.
Sure.
I'm really thankful.
And the establishment of the Bone Collector brand, which I believe is your brand. And I think that's just, reflects the things that you do and the things that you believe in. And you got a lot of people that like to follow your adventures and your television show. And we have it right here in Baltimore on the Outdoor Channel for people that don't know that have Comcast Cable or Xfinity. It's a channel number 728, and you can tune into the Outdoor Channel and see you guys on there, you and T-Bone and Nick, and those guys are going to be all going to be with you on Monday.
Yes.
At Autumn Sky Outfitters, that's in Street, Maryland, right up in Harford County on Route 1 on Conowingo Road. That would be east of Bel Air and west of Conowingo for anybody that would like to go up there to Autumn Sky Outfitters. And Gus and the guys up there, they have a great archery shop. They've been doing it for a long time, and looking forward to seeing you guys.
And we're excited about getting up there. That whole area up through there, up through Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, is such a mecca when it comes to really celebrating hunting. I mean, you guys certainly know how to get it done. And it's funny, man, you know, leaving Georgia, when you get there, really the only thing difference is a little bit of our accent. That's all. When it comes to just talking about hunting, the same excitement is there. And really, we feel like we're just at home. And
sure.
So we're super excited getting up to Autumn Sky and hanging out with the guys.
Yeah, we got to see you at the NRA show in Frederick. And we remember you did an interview with us there. We actually talked to you at the show. We were there with our booth and got a picture of you reading our Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. I'm going to put a shameless plug in for my own self. And,
yeah.
you know, that's what you got to do. And of course, we had met at the ATA show a couple years ago, and you were very gracious to everybody that came through that booth, whether they wanted an autograph, a picture, wanted to pick up a T-shirt or a decal or something like that. Michael Waddell is just as personable as anybody else, and I've associated with a number of personalities throughout the years. Most of the guys in the hunting world are like you, Michael. They're just down to earth guys that have been blessed with an opportunity that they're living a dream, and I just enjoy talking to you, enjoy meeting with you, and we're going to try and make a hunting opportunity available to you here in Maryland. I talked to my buddy the other day, and you and I talked off the air about doing that. So I'll catch up with you on Monday about that. But anything you want to tell us about the magical mystical bus tour that you guys are on?
Well, it basically is just that, and it kind of came a couple years ago to us because we're just like everybody else who, you know, especially this time of year, you know, we're all anticipating the bow season coming in, or squirrel season, or basically just a change in the season.
Yeah.
And what couldn't be a better time. I was looking actually at the weather report. Looks like the weather is kind of changing. It's getting a little colder this week.
Yeah. I mean,
not cold, obviously, but it's cooling down.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so, and for us, we enjoy just, you know, we get antsy too and love to go to the sporting goods stores and to the local pro shops and just start talking about what new broadheads we're going to be shooting and,
yep,
and bows and this and that, what kind of camouflage we're going to get and what we're getting on trail cams. And so we thought, what better way than just to hit the road and go to a lot of these dealers, these smaller dealers that have, you know, some of them, obviously, Autumn Sky is a big store, and they do a lot of a good business. But we just want to go to some of these locally owned shops that basically do such a great job in celebrating hunting.
Yep.
And also be able to see some of the everyday clientele that comes in those stores and really just hang out. I mean, just,
sure,
just promote hunting and have fun. And if you want to come out, and obviously the guys will give you good deals on things, but mainly just high five and just kind of regenerate each other.
That's right.
About to happen, and that's, yep, getting up in a tree stand or,
well,
just being outdoors.
We have had such oppressive government here in Maryland when it comes to firearms, and some very, very restrictive regulations have been passed on regulated firearms, and restrictions have put on our Second Amendment rights here in Maryland in this past legislative session. And I don't want to get into politics with you, but I'll tell you, sometimes folks need to get together and encourage one another and say, you know, by golly, what we stand for and what we live for is right. It's true. It's our heritage. It's our tradition. We love the lifestyle. We're not doing anything wrong, illegal, immoral, or unethical. We're not hurting anybody. And we love being in the outdoors, and we love the fellowship and the camaraderie that we have between each other.
Preach on, Alan Luther King. But let me tell you, you nailed it. I mean, that is exactly right.
That's what I've been doing here for 25 years, brother.
Well, I can tell you, and that's why what I love about this show, because obviously you are in the hot seat when it comes to, we got so many people in that area who completely understand the Second Amendment, who completely,
yeah,
understand this outdoor and hunting culture.
Yeah.
Then you got a lot of people who completely don't, just completely ignorant to what, how we grew up, and the only way we can defeat it, we have to get together. Everybody in the hunting industry, and it's funny, as you was talking about the hunting personalities in this industry, I would way rather refer to them as hunting personalities like you did. You know, a lot of times people try to label us as, say, a celebrity. Man, I feel so far from a celebrity. I am not a celebrity. I'm just somebody that's been very lucky and blessed, and I felt, you know, I love just the opportunity to help promote and protect, and you're right, if we stand up and get together, and whether it's talking about our Second Amendment,
yep,
rights, our hunting regulations and season,
yep,
there is a lot of us out there.
I mean,
in fact, over 13 million, Alan, across this country, and right there.
Hey, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but we just had a survey come out from Mark Damian Duda. This just came out this week, and he has a company. What is it called? Responsive Management, where they do surveys for the outdoors world.
Right.
Approval of hunting is the highest since 1995 in this country. 79% of Americans approve hunting.
That is unbelievable.
Isn't that cool?
That is very good. I haven't heard that yet. And
yep.
I'm so glad to hear it now. And
yep.
I think there's no better time for us to stand up, Alan. I mean, obviously the survey that's out, as well as everything that's going on from radio shows like you guys got going. There's so much cool opportunities happening on Outdoor Channel. There's networks,
yep,
across this country who are celebrating it. We got now duck hunters down in Louisiana, the duck men, beards way bigger than Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Yep.
A good message. And so
exactly.
The first time. I mean,
yep.
redneck and country is cool, and I don't mean redneck in a negative way.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. So, all right. Well, look, Alan. Alan is our other guest that's been waiting for Michael. So, Michael, we're going to let you go. We're going to play that commercial for Autumn Sky Outfitters, but we want to invite all of our listening audience to go visit with you on Monday afternoon from 2 to 5 at Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland. We're going to let you go, and I'll see you up there Monday, Michael.
See you soon, Alan. Thanks.
Have a great day, buddy. All right.
Yes, sir. You too.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There goes Michael Waddell. The bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, is coming to Autumn Sky Outfitters in Street, Maryland for one appearance only on Monday, August 12th from 2 to 5 p.m. Along with Michael Waddell will be Travis T-Bone Turner and Nick Munt on the Brotherhood of the Bone Collector bus tour. Don't miss this one and only August 12th appearance of Michael Waddell at Autumn Sky Outfitters, Harford County's largest archery, crossbow, waterfowl, kayak pro shop at 3404 Conowingo Road. That's Route 1 in Street. Call 410-836-3660 for more information. Hey, well, that doesn't get you excited about the upcoming hunting season. Nothing will. Let's talk to our guest, Alan Klotz from Deep Creek Lake. How'd you like that little break, Alan?
Well, the guys at the office are going to be pretty jealous as on the same radio talk show as Michael Waddell.
Well, you can clue him into the podcast if you want on ellisoutdoors.com coming up next week. But we have a question from Jeff in Baltimore wants to talk about Deep Creek. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Mr. Luther King. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how about that?
That was a good one.
Couldn't believe he said that, but that's pretty good. What's up, Jeff?
Well, I'm still up barely, but I want to find out. You got me excited now about a new location. I seem to be into new locations for fishing this year, trying to expand my horizon.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a day trip. I got a ticket up there. It was for making an illegal pass, which I actually got off in Garrett County, and I drove up. I left here at 5 o'clock, and I got to court at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's 3 hours. Is what I'm trying to say. So the judge looks at me and he goes, "Mr. Ellis, you live in Baltimore County?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Did you drive up here just for this?" I said, "Yes, Your Honor, I did." I said, "Because what I did was not wrong." And he said, "Okay, well, that's cool." But so that's how I relate a 3 hour drive to Deep Creek Lake. And
also I go on Ocean City the opposite.
Yeah, exactly, the opposite way, only much cooler and nicer and prettier up there.
Indeed. I was wondering, though, as usual, I find myself I'm not much into boats, although I guess I'm willing to try a little bit. But basically, can you do some land fishing up there at Deep Creek, or is it 90% in a boat?
Great question. Alan?
Yes, I do a lot of fishing from the bank. The state does own the entire buffer zone around the lake, and there are access points. One of my favorite places to fish is actually right at the 219 bridge, where Route 219 crosses Deep Creek Lake.
That's a great place.
Yeah, there's an angler access parking lot right there. And the best thing about it, there's a lot of spotlights at night, and that's when I fish it. And it's an awesome walleye fishing spot.
And one of those weed beds you were talking about is right there, too.
Absolutely. And as you said, I caught just about everything from the shore fishing from that spot.
Okay, well, that's one spot. It's a pretty huge lake, I imagine. I guess there's others, too, and beers and such.
It's such an extensive body of water, Jeff. I would recommend that you get a map of the lake because it has so many arms and coves and stretches and reaches and creeks coming in. And I mean, it is. I don't even know how you describe it other than some type of organism when you look at it from above on a map. I mean, it's so spread out, and there are, like Alan said, you know, there's access all over the lake. Alan, you have any other places?
Yeah, I'm going into Deep Creek Lake State Park. There's actually a couple fishing piers, and the boat ramp has boat docks you fish off. The Discovery Center docks right on Deep Creek Lake is a great place to take kids fishing. And I work with some students at Garrett College, and we place Christmas tree structures within casting distance of those docks at the Discovery Center.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attractive for fish.
Sure.
And they actually have some underwater cameras that are live feeding into the Discovery Center. And
right.
I was in there a couple weeks ago and just saw a big old largemouth bass
on
top of one of those Christmas trees.
Oh, man. Now, what? How many times a year do you actually go in there and collect fishing lures for your own collection?
You know, I used to live on a lake, and that was one of my weekend hobbies, was get my snorkel out and
you got a ready-made snag there for all those lures if you want. So, all right.
Have to turn the car around and go out in that direction.
There you go. So, Jeff, what do you think? I mean, you think you're going to head out there?
I think so. Usually, I think to escape out there when the heat gets hot out here. But we've had a pretty doable summer so far.
So far, so good. Yep. Exactly.
But I got to get out there. I'm on the way to Ohio at the end of the month, and maybe at the end of the month there'll be less traffic and people due to school being in.
Yeah, sure. Well, if you're on your way to Ohio, you're going right by. You're not far.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much.
You just got to avoid the people from Pittsburgh. You got to kind of get out of their way when you're out at Deep Creek.
Absolutely.
I know you love tourists down there, Alan, but those Pittsburgh drivers are
I don't know the drivers, but the football fans I can do without. But,
easy. Easy, brother. I grew up out there.
Yeah,
went to Super Bowl IX, and I'm still a Steelers fan, and I would freely admit that on the air. So,
oh, there we go.
All right. I mean, I love the Ravens. I love watching them win the other night, but, you know. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to wrap it up with Alan Klotz from out at Deep Creek Lake and talk a little bit more about that, and maybe talk about some bass fishing and so forth. So time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you need it for fishing for the bay or for freshwater or for tidal rivers, Clyde's has it. They've got the live bait. They've got the artificial lures for any type of fish in Maryland. And they've got rod and reel repair. They've got scope mounting and bore sighting for your firearms. They've got firearms for personal protection, shooting sports and hunting, ammunition to match. They've got bows and arrows. And, well, they're your complete sporting goods center. That's all I can tell you. Right here in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway, exit 9. Give them a call at 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Or the fishing hotline is 247-3474. 247-FISH, the fishing hotline for Clyde's Sports Shop. Website, clydesports.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center right out there in Deep Creek Lake. And prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab, 9 inches point to point, and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. And don't forget, Diamond Jim, a tagged rockfish. They've caught a couple dozen of them, or maybe a dozen and a half Diamond Jims already, and you could catch one, too. If you catch the right Diamond Jim himself, $25,000. But even the imposters are worth $500, so it's worth the effort. That's for sure. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit dnr.maryland.gov for all the details on the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fishing Program. Again, the website, dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky?
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
The Carlisle Sports and Outdoor Nationals kick off September 6th and run through September 8th at the Carlisle PA Fairgrounds. Buy, sell, and trade everything outdoor related. Experience the PA State Knife and Tomahawk Throwing Championships. There's archery shoots, sponsored by Cabela's, calling competitions, a gun show, ATV and lawnmower demos, big game scoring, dog demonstrations, interactive seminars, a sportsman's auction, and more. Win a 2013 Ford Raptor or ride on a monster truck. Activities for the entire family. Visit CarlisleSportsOutdoor.com. For info.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're going to head up to Hagerstown today to the Hager Hall Conference Center, the Gun and Outdoor Sportsman's Expo, from 9 to 5 today, 9 to 3 tomorrow. It's on the Dual Highway in Hagerstown, right behind Cancun Cantina. Check out the website, HagerHall.com, if you want to go. Let's talk to Alan Klotz. And, Alan, we're quickly running out of time. We didn't touch much on the bass fishing, but you have both largemouth and smallmouth bass. You did talk about the spawn on the rocks and the gravel beds and that type of thing in the springtime. I'm assuming that the largemouth key on structure as well, those weed beds and any fallen trees and that type of thing.
Yes. Again, they like this, you know, shallower south end of the cove where we do have the weed beds and stumps. There's still a lot of stumps left over.
Right.
When they first built the lake, and yeah, they really key in on those areas. And this year is a really good sample for largemouth bass. We had a fish kill back in 2010.
I remember. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating, and I think they had a pretty negative effect on the largemouth bass population. But I think it's coming back pretty strong now.
What was the cause of the fish kill?
It was a bacterium in the water. It's always there. It's called Aeromonas hydrophila.
Mm-hmm. You
say that 10 times in a row.
No, I'm not. You but, said it. That's good.
It was just a perfect storm that year. We had a very, very hot year, and we had temperatures in the 80s from the surface down to about 20 feet.
Low dissolved oxygen, and then you got a bug.
Yeah, it's just the perfect storm for this bacterium, and it affected the fish.
Yep.
But now you go, when we sample, it's like, wow, what fish kill? They really bounce back rather
than... I'm glad to hear that.
Yes.
All right. Well, look, you'll have to come back again, and I do want to get up there and fish with you, Alan, and appreciate you joining us this morning on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And anybody wants more information on Deep Creek, there's plenty on the department's website at dnr.maryland.gov on the fisheries website. And there's probably even a downloadable map, I would imagine, of the lake, so...
Mm-hmm.
Deep Creek Lake, a great place to go. A lot of people go up there to vacation and enjoy the mountains and the lake, but the fishing opportunities are boundless on Deep Creek. So, Alan Klotz, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, sir. And now you can tell your buddies that you're on with Michael Waddell.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, folks, that's it. We're done. Quite an hour. Quite a fun-filled event. So... we'll see y'all next week, and get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.